Good morning. Very warm welcome to you on this lovely spring morning. Whether you're joining us in person or online, it is fantastic to have you with us here this morning. I'm not sure if there are any new faces. Any new faces? Give me a wave. No, I know everyone here. That's nice. Very warm welcome to you all this morning. It's my pleasure to welcome Reverend Beth Honey here for the first time. So I'm just going to invite Beth up to have a quick prayer. Beth is a pioneer in the ecumenical diocese, and she heads up the Restore Project in town. So if you have any questions for her after the service, she's got a brilliant resume. She's full of loads of experience, and she's a really, really interesting person. So just get to know her. But I'll say a quick prayer. Father, we just pray an anointing on Beth now as she delivers her message here this morning. We pray that your spirit flows through her and that everyone here may encounter something of your love here this morning. Amen.
Amen. I don't know how to follow that up, really. Thank you, Morgan. It's wonderful and a privilege to be here with you this morning. There's five of us. I'm married to Ben. There's three small honeys here as well. And it's fantastic to be with you this morning, but I'm not going to say or do any more now, because I think we need to start as we mean to go on in prayer and worship, because I'm going to hand straight over to Graham. Thank you.
Lovely to see you. Good morning. We're about to sing of a God who has brought us into his kingdom. We're going to sing of the Son who has set us free. Let's take a moment just to be quiet and reflect on those things as we prepare to worship him. Let's just have a moment of quiet. Okay, let's stand and sing and proclaim that he is the one who has set us free, and that in his kingdom we are chosen, not forsaken. We are the people that he wants us to be. We just have to lay claim of all of his promises this morning and give him all the praise as we sing Who You Say I Am. Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child. Slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. A place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. God of majesty and intimacy, you are Lord of all. You are giver of life. You are giver of mercy and all blessings. We praise you this morning for all that you are and all that you will always be, our rock. And as we enter into your kingdom in this life and continue in the next, Lord, may we always give you the glory that is due the wonderful name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise you this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I hope that scattered around underneath some of your chairs are some pieces of paper. And just before we have our bulletin to watch, I'm going to ask you to do something, if that's okay. One of the things that has been a steep learning curve for me coming into working across Restore, which as well as working across the Penrith mission area and getting to know lots of different churches and getting to know Cumbria since last summer. We moved up from Derby. I was born in Darlington. I know a little bit about the northeast, but not Cumbria so well except for holidays. Has been getting to know what it's like to work in a charity shop, and Kathy and others have been great at getting me into the fast learning curve. But one of the things you do is if you ever sell a jigsaw, you know that you count it. And the theme for today is restoring God's image, but I want you in groups of four, or you can be in groups of a little bit more than that, to restore an image that is underneath some of your chairs. I'm sorry, you're going to have to work together a little bit. It's not very big. There are literally four pieces. So you need to find a one, two, three, and a four. And you've got a couple of minutes. And those of you on the live stream, you're not completely let off. What I want you to do is look around your room and find something perhaps that you found in a charity shop or a thrift shop and see something that sparked joy for you. Or just something around your room that sparks joy. Go, you've got a couple of minutes. You need a one, two, three, and a four. Oh, I can see somebody has already done it. You managed to find it? Oh, there's a winner. There's a winner. Go back down there, you'll be able to see what's on the telly a lot better. Because you can't see the telly from up here. Can you go back down, please, Riley? You need to go back down with Daddy, please. Okay, can anybody tell me what you found on your picture? Just shout it out. For the people on the live stream can't see, can we shout it out? What's it a picture of? It says restore the joy. And what's on the image? A sun over a mountain. Thank you. You all have the same. I wasn't that imaginative. So it's our theme for today is restoring joy. And we're going to be having a reading in a few minutes from Isaiah. But now, whoever's queuing it up, could we play the bulletin? And I believe that those who are a bit smaller might be going during this and finding a place to play at the back.
Hello, church. Welcome to the bulletin, the video that gives you good news, stories, and upcoming events from around church and its community. So let's get started. The Tuesday Night Youth Club had nearly 25 young people turn up last week, and they did their absolute best to tire out the team and keep Gareth on his toes. As we move further into the term, we just ask that you continue to hold the different youth clubs and activities and the youth leaders and teams in your prayers. Plants on the Wall is being held next Saturday at Little Fairfield and Fairfield along Wordsworth Street from 10 a.m. There will be plants and other garden items to choose from, and we'll give people a chance to donate to your favourite charity. Contribution of plants or other garden items are also welcome. All you have to do is get in touch with anyone from the garden team. Our Safeguarding Foundation courses are being held over this next week. So if you are involved in any initiative from around church that requires safeguarding training and haven't done any in the last 4 years, please contact our safeguarding officer, Alison Burkett, to book yourself onto one of these courses. We really need some more people to volunteer as communion stewards. These are the wonderful people that help with the setting up and distributing of bread and wine in the services where communion takes place. We especially need more people for the 15th of May. So if you feel like this is something that you could help out with, even if it's just for that one service, please get in touch with Sarah in the office and she'll book you onto that rota. That's the bulletin for this week. For more details on what's going on, go to our weekly info section on our website or give us a follow on Facebook for any updates and details on what's going on. And as always, if you have any good news stories or upcoming events, please feel free to tell the office so that we can involve them in these videos. Now, from everyone here at PMC, God bless and have a fantastic week.
And now we move into a song, which I think is going to appear up on the screens as well. And if you want to follow it along in your hymn books, it is hymn number 706, Longing for Light. And I believe that's going to come up on the screens as well. So if you're able to stand, do stand as we sing Longing for Light. so many of those words singing right into the things that are going on in our world and our nation today. Could I ask Heather to come up and read the words from Scripture from Isaiah this morning?
Isaiah chapter 49, and beginning to read at verse 8. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you, and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan. Shout for joy, O heavens. Rejoice, O earth. Burst into song, O mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. Amen.
We long for restoration. In a way, it's become, I guess, a bit of a cliche to talk about how difficult the last couple of years, maybe 2.5 years now, have been for all of us. And while I don't know many of you personally, I suppose any of you personally all that well, even though I've had a number of conversations with some of you, I know that even this church family has had its own share of tragedy. We long for restoration. All of us have known a difficult time in these last years. And we have begun to know some good things in our life returning, but a bit like on a long summer's day, and I guess many of us have started to notice the weather returning, perhaps working in our garden, we're hearing about gardening, and that first long draw and a glass of cold water when we are hot, we just down it, don't we? And then we need another drink. We've begun to notice some good things returning, and yet we know we need more restoration. But there are deeper types of restoration that we all need. We long for restoration, refreshment, recreation, renewing. Restore. You see, it's not only a brand name. I don't come here this morning to peddle advertisements. Yes, there's some cards with what I think is quite a good picture of myself in the hallway out there, but I'm not here to talk about just the charity that I'm connected to today. I think it's a calling for us, and I think it's a season in the life of us as a church, churches, but a season for us as a country. We are in the business of restoration, and that's behind the choice of this reading. In this section of Isaiah, it's become an open secret, a whispering, that there is this servant of God on the horizon. The people of God who are in exile, wanting restoration, don't know what this means yet. And as we read it as people who know who Jesus is and people who are in 2022, we know who the servant of God is. Many of us perhaps would say that we've met him. Many of us maybe have spoken to him this morning. And yet this open whisper has begun. For the people of Israel, their encounter with God will become more intimate, cleansing and restorative than they've ever known, much more than a glass of water or the renewed hug of a new grandchild or beginning to hang out again with our friends properly or going to school again. I can tell you that was a relief. The truth of who God is, as we hear in this passage, will overflow with joy even beyond the original promises to bless the people of Israel. But it won't do just that. This kind of restoration is full of excitement and joy, which is even more than the kind of restoration that goes back. I don't know how you feel about painted furniture. Makes me do that. Please don't paint wood furniture. We don't need to go into that. But restoration is so much more than going back. It's so much more. The kind of restoration that's talked about in the Old Testament is bursting through, more joyful than you can even imagine. The people of Israel wanted to just go back to something, but it was more. It was the fulfillment, the outpouring, the overflowing, the more joy than you can even imagine. You haven't seen anything yet. The kind of Messiah that you're thinking of is tiny. You haven't seen anything yet. And that's why when they found Jesus, when they saw him, he ended up on the cross. Because everything, every type of imagination that they had about the kind of restoration and the freedom that he walked in blew their minds. Restoration and freedom, totally connected. But what kind of freedom? Freedom from need. And this passage, I just couldn't get it out of my head. Once I knew I was coming to a charity called Restore, yes, I googled Restore in the Bible because that's as simple as I get sometimes. And this is one of the passages that came up, but then I couldn't get it out of my head. Freedom from need. This verse that says, come out. Say to the captives, come out. Say to those in darkness, be free. I couldn't help imagining Jesus yelling at Lazarus in that tomb. What does it mean, that kind of freedom? Freedom from need. Water springing up so that there's neither hunger or thirst. Freedom to follow. To be the kind of people that follow in Jesus' footsteps. To declare that kind of freedom. To be the ones that are involved in that kind of work. And all the kind of things that are in your bulletin, in our bulletin, I'm not going to say yours, I'm going to join in. Whether you count me or not, I don't mind. There's the kind of things that are going on in Penrith all the time. It's great to be here. To meet those kind of needs and to make that kind of welcome to everybody. You see, the people of Israel aren't going to get to hold on to this kind of good news anymore. And to be that kind of welcoming people so that everybody is going to come and be part of it. The mountains are going to be made into roads and the highways raised up so that people will come from afar and everybody is going to get to be part of this. This is not going to be exclusively your good news. I am not going to be exclusively a Messiah just to the people of Israel. He got him in trouble. They got him in trouble. Freedom from need. Freedom to follow, to declare freedom. To welcome others into that kind of abundance. And finally this, and it goes back to your puzzles. Freedom to release joy. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. I can imagine that joy hasn't been easy. It certainly hasn't been easy, I can say, for myself. Restoration in this passage is positioned as the opposite of desolation. Restoration is the opposite of desolation and full of joy. One of the phrases that I found really helpful and has almost become something that I've just repeated to myself over the past couple of years is that hope is not the opposite of pain, but it's the opposite of despair. And I think it's the same for restoration. Restoration is the opposite of desolation, but not the opposite of joy. They belong together. So we don't have to pretend to be happy. We don't have to pretend to not be afflicted and struggling. But we can have this joy that bubbles up, which is about keeping focused on what God is doing in our lives, not pretending that it's okay. We can be full of pain. We can be full of tears. We can find it difficult to walk, which I have been with long COVID. We can find it difficult to keep going, but we can stay focused on God's love and everything that he is offering us and the rest of the world, and know that he is restoring and bringing about good things. And that is joy. Joy doesn't always have to have a smile on its face, but it can have hope. I want to go back to this servant that is whispered in these passages in Isaiah, because it has to come back to Jesus. Because in Jesus, God comes close, and it's the encounter with God which will always make all of the difference. The question that I am asked most at the moment is, when will the new Restore shop open? And I appreciate that question. I have absolutely no control over the answer. But the answer is soon. And I really hope that it is soon. And I want it to be a really good shop, because the old shop was excellent. But I also want people to know that when they come, they can encounter a kind of welcome that is of this kind of quality. Because in Jesus, God comes close and restores freedom for us, and the kind of freedom that I have been speaking about. The freedom that is full of the unconditional love that restores this image of God in us. This freedom from need, the freedom to follow and to declare this freedom for others, and the freedom to release joy. That we can finally breathe out that we are accepted fully as ourselves. To be both restored, and that we are fully called to follow in restoring God's world together. I'm going to lead us in a short moment of prayer. From this passage and from the words that I've been speaking. There is so much going on in our own lives and in the world around us. As I said, I chose that hymn. It's one of my favourites, actually. It reflects a lot of what is going on in our world. But there's also a lot going on in all of our lives. And as I said, I don't know many of you very well. But I want to pray about two things, really. Restoration for us in our own lives, but also what we are called to in terms of restoration locally, and also some of the big things that are going on in our world. So I'm going to lead us in a moment of prayer. I've just asked Graham just to play really quietly, so it's not just my voice. So if we just pray for a moment, and I'm just going to lead us in some prayer. Lord God, I thank you that you are active in your world. That your plans with the people of Israel to bring restoration continued in a full encounter through your Son, Jesus. And that that restoration continues in us to meet our needs, to call us to follow you, and to release joy in our lives. And I pray for each person here that where they need restoration after this incredibly difficult couple of years plus now, you would meet them where they are at by your Spirit, Where they need to ask for your help, they would do so. Where they need to ask others for help, they would do so. And where we need to reach out and depend on each other, that kind of community in this place and across this town and in this area, that would continue to grow. Lord God, I thank you that you ask us to step into following you to restore this place of Penrith and this area. Thank you that there are so many opportunities to meet the needs of others who have less than us, others who do not yet know they are loved by you, others who simply need a gentle touch in their lives in so many different ways. And I thank you for the many ways so many people here are already involved in that. And I thank you for them, and I thank you for this place, this church. And I pray, Lord, as we sit here today, we know the way in which this country is struggling at the moment. There's so many in such dire need. And also where we sit in a world where there is so much conflict, so many needing to leave the place where they cannot live any longer. And we ask if there are ways in which you are calling us to respond, that you would equip us and help us know how you would have us respond to restore your image and restore joy. And help us to continue to work together, knowing that we are called to be part of your response and your restoration. But ultimately, Lord, help us to know your love, which conquers all. In your holy name, amen.
Let's just enter into a time of silence, of prayerful contemplation. God, it is so easy for us to be distracted and overwhelmed by the loud and busy world that we live in today. So I pray now that for these next few minutes, we can embrace this silence and experience something of your spirit. May we notice our breath. As we breathe in, may we feel the life-giving energy that you provide us. May it fill our bodies and help us to become aware of your spirit within us. And as we breathe out, God, help us to release it all to you. Our worries, our regrets, and our doubts. Help us to lay it all before you now and know that it is all in your hands. Now, as we sit in this time of prayerful contemplation, I invite us to ponder what we could possibly reimagine in our lives. Maybe it's the way we do something that we can reimagine, or the way in which we approach certain situations. Whatever it might be, may that process be of reimagination begin in this moment. As we begin to reimagine, let's ask the question, what will that recreate? What positive change or rejuvenation will God bring into our lives through this process? I wonder if in this season God is wanting to restore something in our lives. It's sometimes quite easy just to wallow in our brokenness, in our sorrow or shame. But in this moment, let us allow God to break down those walls. And if there is something that needs restoring, let's open our hearts to Him and begin that healing today. Father God, Your love engulfs us. Your Spirit saturates us and Your grace overwhelms us. Thank You for always being there for us, for carrying us when we feel too broken and weary to walk, for finding us even when we get lost. We pray that we can continue to trust in You and listen to Your word and continue to build Your kingdom here on this earth. We pray for this world, that You may continue to be the source of love and hope within it. These are dark times, but we pray that You continue to be our guiding light through the wilderness. We don't always get it right, but we thank You that You continue to embrace and love us, no matter how much we may mess up, no matter how many mistakes we might make. God, we pray that today You may restore something within us, whatever that may be. And may that help bring us closer to You. And now we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from this time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
And now as we come towards the end of our formal time together, we have a chance to sing again and stand, if we're able, a hymn which speaks of that overwhelming chance of celebrating with joy. It's hymn number 17, and it's going to come up on our screens as well. With gladness we worship, rejoice as we sing. There is a chance after the service, if there's anything that's come up, to have a pray with Ange or Morgan or other people. And I know that there's a chance to get together and have refreshments as well. But let's pray as we come to the end of our service. As we go into this week, with whatever it is that we face, whatever restoration that we are involved in bringing, or that we need to receive, may the God who brings freedom, joy, and restoration bless us and keep us, and all those whom we love, or those we no longer see on this earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.